Paying more at the store. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. As grocery prices rise, summer holiday meals are getting more expensive.
Higher prices touch everyone, even people who are trying to do something as simple as barbecue in the backyard. For example, compared to this time last year, pork is up 13%, chicken up 17%, olives, pickles, relishes up 11.9%, spices, seasonings, condiments, and sauces up 10%, bread up 11%, cheese up 8%, potatoes up 8.6%. And remember, less than a year ago, officials here at the White House were celebrating that the cost of a barbecue for a family of four was down all of 16 cents for everything.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. Israel's defense minister today said his country is helping build a U.S.-led regional air defense alliance against Iran, and that partnership has already thwarted attempted Iranian attacks. Israel considers Iran to be its greatest enemy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, through a translator, says Russian forces are blocking wheat and other exports in a move he believes will heighten the refugee crisis.
Russian war against us has triggered also a global food crisis. And unless we stop this, 12 million displaced people will be just a drop in the sea.
He says Ukraine needs military and humanitarian assistance, as well as to help rebuild their infrastructure and economy. Authorities in India and Bangladesh struggled today to deliver food and drinking water to hundreds of thousands of people evacuated from their homes in days of flooding that have submerged large portions of the countries. The floods triggered by monsoon rains have killed more than a dozen people. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Today, the country observes Juneteenth, the nation's newest federal holiday.
Today marks the second time Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed as a federal holiday. Yesterday, June 19th, marked the actual date when, in 1865, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, word finally reached a 250,000 enslaved black people in Texas that they were legally free. Last year, President Joe Biden signed the bill passed by Congress that set June 19th aside as a federal holiday, but since it fell on a Sunday this year, the observance is today. That means the post office will be closed, along with government offices, many banks, and schools. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
China says it has successfully intercepted a missile in flight in a test of an anti-ballistic missile. China has been escalating threats against the self-governing island of Taiwan and asserting its claims to much of the South China Sea. A Florida woman is facing charges following a pepper spray attack in New York City.
47-year-old Madeline Barker of Merritt Island, Florida, is accused of making anti-Asian remarks and pepper spraying four women in Manhattan earlier this month. She is now facing charges of assault as a hate crime, a judge setting Barker's bail at $20,000. A video captured Barker, who was wearing a bright fuchsia outfit and oversized sunglasses, approaching the women and knocking a cell phone out of one of their hands before pepper spraying them. An eyewitness notifying the NYPD after recognizing her on the street. Barker is set to return to court Thursday. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
A lower-than-expected opening weekend for the Buzz Lightyear origin story, Lightyear, taking in $51 million in box office revenue. Jurassic Park World Dominion held onto the number one spot with $58.7 million, and finishing third, Top Gun Maverick. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.